2 Peter chapter number 3. I thank you for being here again. Thank you for praying. I pray God will have something for us tonight that will be a blessing in our hearts and in our lives. For the sake of time, we'll be in a lot of the chapter, chapter 3, but for the sake of time for the text, I want you to go with me to verse 15. The Word of God said in account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest or wrestle with, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. And then he said in verse 17, this is what's caught my attention. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, I'd like for you to underline or put a circle around the next word, before. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. I do ask you tonight, our Lord, to meet with us. And I pray, Lord, that you'd warm our hearts tonight. The fire of your word, the fire of your Holy Spirit. Lord, it's good to be among the brethren tonight. And I pray, Father, tonight you'd bless us together as we look into your word. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. The word of God is teaching us some things in 2 Peter that I believe the world is missing. It's teaching us that Jesus is coming again. It's teaching us that the Lord Jesus is long-suffering. It's teaching us that this world, as we know it today, is coming to an end. And the Word of God said in verse number 17, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before. Never thought of this before. I know there's nothing new under the sun. But did you know this Bible teaches that there's coming a day when every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You and I ought to shout tonight that we don't know these things after, we know these things before. Amen? I'm telling you, I'm glad that I know he's coming before he comes. I'm glad I know that Paul, as he wrote in his epistles, that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. I'm glad I know what God's salvation is before he comes. I'm glad I know that the world is going to come under judgment. The Bible said the heavens and the earth are going to melt with fervent heat. I'm glad I know that before it happens. Aren't you glad you know that tonight? Aren't you glad tonight that you know that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness? You see, that word popped out at me before. And the Word of God said here, beware. The next word is beware, lest you being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness. I believe when I read something like that in the Bible, you say, Pastor, what does it say to you? It says to me, it's possible. Why would we have a warning if it wasn't possible? It's possible for God's youngins to be led away with the error of the wicked and to fall from their own steadfastness. Brother Steve mentioned a while ago standing here, I believe something like there are those that cannot be here, and then there are those that choose. They once were steadfast in the things of God. Once were steadfast in prayer. Once were steadfast in Sunday school and church attendance. And once were steadfast in their witness. And once were steadfast in their Bible study. Once were steadfast in praying with their family. And somebody's led them away. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't have to guess who leads anybody away from Jesus. I know who's behind that. Say amen. The same one that was trying to lead Eve away. Yea, hath God said, away from God. Tonight, I want us to look at this chapter and examine a few things tonight that I hope will be a blessing. The Bible said, seeing you know these things before. Back up with me, if you will, in the chapter to the verse number 3. I'll touch on verse 1 and 2 a little bit later in the message tonight, but I want to get to this. Know these things before. The Word of God said in verse number 3, knowing this first. It even uses the word know and says there's something I want you to know first. That there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. I looked up a while ago, I'll see if I can find it here. But I looked up a while ago something that I thought was interesting. Because I think I would know how to describe a scoffer. But I wanted to be accurate in the description. The Word of God uses the word here in the last days and also in Jude, in verse number 18 in the book of Jude. It's one who mocks Christ, one who ridicules the things of God and opposes the gospel. Can you imagine, beloved, listen to me tonight, that there is a world. You say, Pastor, has that ever happened before? Yep. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Beloved, God looked and there was wickedness on every hand. There was lawlessness. They didn't even want to retain God in their thoughts and in their knowledge. But I'm telling you tonight, beloved, listen, there's people that are scoffing. And really a parallel passage would be the scornful over in Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, just mocking the things of God. Peter and Jude were writing these warnings against false teachers who were intent not only on going astray, but leading others astray. I believe this. I believe there are degrees of punishment in hell. I believe that. In the news in the last few days, if you've watched any news, or they're killing people in the subways and not the sub sandwich shop, but the subway in New York City. They're killing people. They're killing. Some of them are saying, "Well, it's homeless people that are doing it." And let me tell you how to have more homeless people. Give them a place to pitch their tent. Give them all the drugs they want, and don't ever arrest them for doing anything wrong. Say amen. And they wonder why they're robbing the trains left and right. Amen. I'm telling you, we're in a mess. And you say, Pastor, I wouldn't worry about that. We live in Kingsport. Let me tell you something about the mess in these big cities. It comes to the country. Mark her down, beloved. Think about Johnson City and what it stands for now. Think about Asheville, North Carolina, and what it's, that's our neighbors right here. Wickedness. And the Bible said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Let me say this to you tonight. You and I are blessed of God. We know these things. Did you know that there's people scoffing that don't even know what they're doing? The Bible said down here, they're willingly are ignorant. That's what the Word of God said. They don't even know what they're doing. I believe tonight with all of my heart, you and I as God's people are living in an exciting time. The King is coming. The Word of God said, "Hear ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before." Boy, I'm glad I'm not going to burn in hell having known these things after. I'm glad, beloved, listen, I know to point my family, Brother David, my children, my grandchildren, to Jesus before, because it's too late after. The rich man lift his eyes in hell. It didn't say lifted. It said lift his eyes in hell, being in torment when he found out he couldn't get a drop of water. He said, "Oh, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to tell my five brethren not to come to this awful place of torment." You want to know why? Because the rich man learned after and not before. Think about that tonight. Think about that. If somebody loved you enough to witness to you, somebody loved you enough, I'm thinking of Brother Brian, to give you a gospel tract, somebody loved you enough to pray for you, and now you know before. How sad it is to think of the multitudes that will never know until it's too late. We know this Bible is true before. We know Jesus died on that cross before. We know He rose again the third day before. We know He'll never leave us nor forsake us before. We know there's a heaven to gain before. We know there's a hell to shun before. And we're blessed tonight because of that little word. We know these things before. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, "Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." You think about this tonight. The Word of God said in verse number 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." I'm going to tell you something tonight. Jesus is not here yet. I'm going to tell you in this text, not only in the text in verse number 9, but the Bible said in verse number 15, "An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation." You say, "Pastor, what is He waiting for?" There's still at least one more. It's going to be born again. It's going to escape the judgment that's to come. That's going to escape the nightmare that's coming upon this earth called the Great Tribulation. There's still at least one more. And God is long-suffering. Paul knew that. And beloved, Peter does as well. He knows about the long-suffering of our Lord. I want you to notice this tonight. The Bible said, seeing therefore you know these things, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest also being led away with the error of the wicked, you fall from your own steadfastness. Let me say this to you tonight. I've said it before. We need to concentrate on this for just a moment. Beloved, not many people is going to remember how you started. Not many people is going to remember a whole lot about your journey. But I'll tell you what they're going to remember, how you finish. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to finish in a spirit of steadfastness. I don't want to be wishy-washy. I don't want to be up and down and in and out. I was telling the men back there a while ago, we were talking, I would give the preacher credit if I could remember who said it. And I may not even be able to remember the statements exactly, but he said he would say it when he prayed. Miss Eve, you might remember who it was, honey. It was somebody in one of our conferences with Rock of Ages. When he prayed, he would say, "Lord, help us to see you more clearly." He would say, "Help us to love you more dearly. And help us to serve you more sincerely." That old man of God, whoever it was, you remember who it was, Miss Eve? Amen. That's okay, honey. We're getting old if y'all don't know it. Amen. She is anyway. Amen. far as I can tell, she's still got her natural hair color. Say amen. Mine used to be the color of yours, Preston. Amen. It used to be. Amen. Think about tonight, beloved, the Word of God. Seeing you know these things. Look at verse number, I'm talking about these things. Look at verse number 11. Seeing then that all of these things shall be dissolved. Verse number 10 said, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Aren't you glad you know that before and not after? Say amen. The Word of God said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons you ought to be in all holy conversation and godliness. Beloved, I believe with all of my heart when the Word of God is telling us here, lest you being led away with the error of the wicked, that the wicked is trying to lead God's people away from the truth. To fall from your own steadfastness. The Bible said in the book of Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Aren't you glad tonight? Before, we know the one that's able to keep us from falling. We know the one that's able to secure us, to comfort us in all of our tribulation. The Word of God is teaching us here. We know these things before. Look at verse number, I picked up on a few phrases here. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. The Word of God said in verse number 14, seeing that you look for such things, that such things that we're looking for, the Bible said, nevertheless, in verse number 13, we according to his promise look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I don't know about you, but do you ever sit and just think in your mind, what's it going to be like for the child to play on the hole of an asp? What's it going to be like, beloved, listen, for a lion to lay right down beside of a lamb? You say, Pastor, you believe it's going to be like that? Nope, I know it is. The Bible said so, amen. And I'm telling you, beloved, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The Bible's teaching us here, seeing you look for such things. We should not only look for these things, we should look forward to these things, to a time when there's no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow. Amen. We ought to be looking forward, and we ought to be looking because we see these things and know these things before. The Word of God said in verse number 16, and also in all his epistles, speaking of them, of these things. Beloved, listen. What was it? The verse in Philippians, I can't quote it exactly. Let me see if I can find it quickly. It was one of Brother Brian's favorite verses. Think on these things. Let's look at it real quickly. In Philippians chapter number 4. I believe it's chapter 4. I'll know when I get there. Philippians chapter 4. I believe it's verse 8. It is. Finally, brethren. In other words, we're living in the last days. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Beloved, if we'd be honest, we don't spend enough time thinking on these things. We get tied up in the current, what's going on now, and sometimes we forget to look ahead and look forward to what God has for his children. The Bible said here in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which there's some things hard to be understood. I'm telling you tonight, I don't understand a lot of things, but I don't have to understand it to believe it. Somebody said, I might trust God if I can figure him out. I said, if you ever figure him out, he'd be a mighty little God. Amen. He's God. The Word of God said, they do also other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest ye also be led away from the error, with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Let me give you three things just quickly tonight that I believe God wants us to do because we know these things before. Number one, I believe God wants us to glow. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Let your light shine before men, that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You say, pastor, you see anything in the chapter that help us to glow? Look at verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something that'll help you to glow, beloved. Remember. Remember. You remember where you were when he found you? You remember what he found? He found a sinner. Amen. He found a hell-deserving sinner wallowing in the slop of sin. You see, a lot of people get past that. I'm going to tell you something. If you ever get over that, you've lost your glow. You don't deserve to be sitting here tonight. I don't deserve to be standing here tonight. God has been good to us. And Peter said, if there was anything in this world that's going to fight apostasy, and that's what the second epistles were always about, going to keep you from turning your back, keep you going in the right direction and not turning your back and going in the wrong direction, it's remember. I read about Zacchaeus. I guarantee you this, Zacchaeus never forgot it. Zacchaeus, he heard Jesus was coming through. He was short, man of stature. He climbed up in that sycamore tree. You know what's wrong with some of us? We've gotten over those stories. I tell you what, you ask Zacchaeus, you ask him. Say, what do you remember? He said, I remember the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords looking up in that tree and saying, Zacchaeus, come on down here. This day I must abide at thy house. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, Zacchaeus saying, oh, glory to God, I remember the day Jesus went home with me. You remember the day Jesus went home with you. Amen. And because Jesus went home with me that day, I'm going home with him this day when the day of the Lord takes place. Amen. What a blessing. God wants us to glow. I believe that. And then God wants us to know. He wants us to know. The Bible said, be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh the reason of the hope that lieth in you. Beloved, listen. God wants us to know. He wants us to know what we believe. He wants us to know why we believe it. Amen? Because it's written right here in His Word. And then this is last, but it's definitely not least. God wants us to grow. Look at verse 18. But grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. You know, Brother Larry's been preaching longer than I have, And Brother Steve, I believe you've been preaching longer than I have. Brother, how many years have you been preaching? What year did God call you to preach? You remember?
I've been saved for 42.
For 42.
Been for
okay, you've been in the ministry for most of that time, 42. Well, what year were you saved in, brother? 1980. So I was 87. So that's 7 years prior to me, Brother Steve. But it doesn't matter. How long, listen to me, Brother Don McCann, I think he's been preaching over 50 years, has he not? But you could ask Brother Don, are you still growing? I promise you, he'd say, yes, sir, because I got my nose right here in this book. This book is still affecting my heart, and I'm still growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We quit growing, we're asking for trouble. Amen. We're asking to be led away with the error of the wicked. I believe tonight God wants us to glow. He wants us to know. And He wants us to grow. You say, pastor, why does He want us to do all of that? Because look at verse 18 again. The last sentence says, to Him be glory, both now and ever. If I know anything at all about my heart, Brother Gary, I want to bring glory to my Lord and to my Savior. My dad told me when I was a teenager, he said, son, we don't have much. He said, something don't happen, we probably never will have much. But he said, son, we got a good name. He said, son, please don't drag our name in the mud. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you know Jesus, you have a good name. They were called Christians first at Antioch. And it wasn't to lift them up. It was to put them down. They didn't like Christ, just like you said about this generation, Brother Steve. But they didn't like his people. They didn't like his Bible. And I believe with all my heart tonight, God can help us even in this generation to bring honor and to bring glory to the Son of God. Amen. Amen. I'm just glad you come tonight. I appreciate you being here tonight. I really do. Father, thank you tonight for your people. Thank you for your presence. And Lord, tonight, I do pray that you'd minister in these days. Lord, help us when there's so much trying to drive a wedge. Lord, we know the enemy wants to drive a wedge in families. He wants to drive a wedge in churches. He wants to drive a wedge in the country. God, I pray tonight, our Father, that while all of this is going on, we'd realize, Lord, that old enemy, he wants to drive a wedge between us and our Savior, between us and our Father. And I pray, Father, tonight that we'd be determined, Lord, by the grace of God, to glow. By the grace of God to know, and by the grace of God to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Lord, that your will would be done in our lives. God, that our children might know, that our grandchildren might know. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen, amen.